Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a magical Monday edition. When you call us, get into the phones briefly. Well, in a minute. 844-967-2789. The quality of the call determines whether or not it is a brief call or not. That and the quality of your cell phone signal. Quickly, Steve Bannon, you know that guy. He is currently, what, in contempt of Congress, or at least he is criminally charged as such, out on bail. And he's still doing a podcast. And today, dropped a new podcast. And here is what he's now reporting. Conservative podcast host Steve Bannon sarcastically bragged on Monday that his effort to take over the entire election apparatus of the United States was a rise of fascism. Is he being sarcastic? During his War Room broadcast, Bannon suggested that former First Lady Michelle Obama, who had recently announced a voter drive in response to his plot to control elections, Bannon pointed to the New York Times op-ed by Ezra Klein that said his so-called precinct strategy is working. Here's the quote from Bannon. Whether it is the school boards, whether it is election officials, the precinct strategy is to take over the Republican Party, Bannon explained. Remember, there are no coincidences. Michelle Obama, who has floated above this thing at 60,000 feet with Barack Obama, floating above it because they're national heroes, according to some people, over the weekend. What did she say she's going to do? You talk about the most nitty-gritty part of it, he continued. She's going to lead an effort to sign up 1 million new voters for progressives. How many of those are going to be citizens? See what he did there? Bannon told his audience that Klein had called them fascist in his op-ed. I think that's about right. This is the end of America, he explained. Speaking from Klein's point of view, we saw in the Commonwealth of Virginia it worked perfectly. If they sign up to take over the Republican Party, this is the rise of fascism. These are the worst people on earth. That would be you, by the way, this audience. Speaking to Bannon's audience. Bannon speaking to Bannon's audience. I don't think he's so far off. I think that Bannon is a desperate man. Bannon, of course, was pardoned once by the former president for what? Grifting? The build the wall, the $25 million, something like that, they raised to self-enrich? And he had, what, scooped up off a billionaire's yacht? A foreign national? Who he also had some business dealings with. I'm not saying you can't do business with someone outside the United States. But when your business is influencing the outcomes of elections and you're in bed with a Chinese billionaire on his boat, take a little issue with that. 844-967-2789. Let's get to the first callers of the week. Let's start with Wisco Paul. How you doing, Paul?
A little chilly out here today, Michael.
Oh, it is chilly on the willy out there, Paul.
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, if Mitch gets control of the Senate, he will end the filibuster. That's hands down. And total control of the federal government is what they'll have, especially if they get to Congress. So it's up to the Democrats to pass the voters' bill. And Wisconsin is like the model for everything, it seems. You know, look what...
Everything negative, you mean, at this point. I mean, we used to be a model of progressivism. We used to be a model of forward thinking. Now we're a model, we're a petri dish for fascism, Paul.
That is correct. Look what our friend Scott Hall did. And, you know, it's really sad when you can't even confirm Tony's cabinet nominees. And they're not going to confirm any at all now up until election. They probably never will. Mitch is doing the same thing on the federal level. It's just a joke. I don't know. You know what's really sad is somebody like Tommy Thompson couldn't even get into the Republican Party anymore. He couldn't get elected. That's how far right these people are, you know. I don't know what it is, Crudy. I think maybe you're right, better messaging. I don't know what the deal is, but people are really entrenched. So, you know, I guess we have to have Manchin step up to the plate, pass the voter law, or I don't know where we're headed.
Christ, Paul,
here.
That's your best plan? Joe Manchin's the best you got, fella? Come on.
That's it.
Oh, we're all screwed if that's the case, Paul. All except you, man. You be an optimist. I'm sure you'll convince Manchin. Appreciate your call, sir. 844-967-2789. As to Tommy Thompson, the former three times, maybe four times elected governor of the state of Wisconsin. I disagree, Paul. I think that certainly there are many that are lost in the big lie, the true big lie, the tales of stolen elections and rigged outcomes. Tommy Thompson wasn't one of those guys. Tommy Thompson was a populist Republican. And I didn't love every one of Tommy Thompson's policies. I don't love every one of Tony Evers' policies or any chief executive. But here's the point. Tommy Thompson loved this state. And Tommy Thompson, I think that sentiment, I think it can eventually, and maybe not this term, but eventually we'll get back to a point, Paul, in my heart of hearts, I believe, where a populist Dem or a populist Republican will sweep up the people of the state with goodwill and care for their outcomes, and we'll have an electoral sweep, and hopefully it'll be a Democrat, Paul, and he'll take some legislative power, and we'll actually get something done for the people of the state of Wisconsin, because that would go a long ways. Deliver for the people. That's what the people want. When we come back, we're going to take a break here in a moment. Let's take one more caller first. Before we talk about what's next, let's talk about Mark in the Sack. You're right now, man. You're what's happening right now.
Hey, well, I think if a Republican gets in, the Republicans will immediately reverse, you know, the lame duck action they took, you know, when Evers was coming in, and declared, you know, the new Republican governor dictator for life. And that I don't think they really. And you know, CJ is not just being naive; he's just a true believer and has drank the Kool-Aid and that will not and does not speak up for democracy, because the Republicans are trying to undermine Wisconsin democracy. When you have Rantham suggesting the legislature should be overturn results of an election, that is a position that just should be anathema to any sensible Wisconsinite. It should label Rantham and his allies in the legislature as what they truly are. I mean, Mitch McConnell is full of crap when he says, you know, that's the big lie. The big lie is that McConnell's big lie. The Republicans are trying to overturn elections, and they don't believe in it. What do we?
Mark, you're absolutely on the money, man. Come back. More Devils.